Zogt Heilige Mishnah Weite, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Okay. So young trees, there's a special heter for it. If you have 10 in an area of a beisa, you can plow the area all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, until Mamish Shemitah. But what's called a young tree? At what point is it no longer called a young tree? And it goes on to a different set of guidelines. Frek the Mishnah, once again, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, Ad Emesai Nikru Netiyas. Until when are the trees considered young trees? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ad Sheyachoylu. What does that mean? Zakta Batanura, Ad Sheyetsu Lechulin B'Shana HaRevias Al Yedei Pidyon. Let's explain. When a tree starts to grow, you can't use the fruit for the first 3 years. That's Arla. What about the fourth year? You can use it, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, then you can be paided. You can redeem it for money. And the money's taken to Yerushalayim, and you buy food over there, similar to Maaser Sheni. So basically, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling us is that a tree is considered a young tree ad sheyachaylu, until it's chulin. Chulin means there are no restrictions. That means until after the fourth year. In other words, during the fifth year. So up until the fifth year, the tree is called a young tree. Rabbi Yeshua says, bas sheva shon. The trees are called young trees until they are 7 years old. Rabbi Kiva says, Netiya Kishma. The word Netiya means, I just planted it. So I just planted it in its first year of planting. That's one pshat of the Batanur. Some say, Rabbi Kiva means to say, what do people mean when they say a Netiya? A sapling, a young tree. They mean the first year, and the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Ilan shenigman. Here's a full-grown tree, but someone chopped it down. But, v'hoitzi chalifin. Out of the stump came out new branches. Normally the word chalifin means to switch, like the old ones are gone, but they're switched with new ones. Something is growing out of what's left of the tree. So here's my shaila. Do I consider these new branches like a netiya, like a brand new tree? Which means in the right situation, you can plow the whole beisa up until Rosh Hashanah. Or do I say, no, this is just new branches out of an old tree? So the Mishnah, it depends. Mitefach ulamata kinetiyah. Someone chopped down this tree. Okay, so I'm looking down at what's left of the tree. Usually there's like a stump over there that's left. He didn't rip the roots of the tree out of the ground. There's something that's still coming out of the ground. How high is that? If it only comes up less than a tefach, so he chopped this tree pretty close to the ground. So what comes out now is called a new tree. But mitefach lamaila, if what's left from this tree after he chopped it down, if the stump that's left still comes up the ground a tefach or more, ki'ilon, and the new branches are considered part of the original tree. In other words, there's enough of the original tree that was left to say it's not a new thing. There be Reb Shimon as a health, Reb Shimon. By the way, says the Batanura, this is true in regard to whether you can plow a Shemitah, not. It's also true in regard to Arla. In other words, if there's less than a Tefach, it's a brand new tree. That means the first 3 years you can't use it, and the fourth year it's Neter Ravai. But if it's more than a Tefach, the branches that come out of this is still part of the old tree, so it's an older tree. You don't have the Isser of Arla. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah Ches. So young trees have a special heta, but until when is it called a young tree that I could plant until Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, until they become chulin, meaning the first 3 years you can't use it because it's arla, the fourth year it's neter ravai. The fifth year it's already called a mature tree, but until then it's called a young tree. Rabbi Yeshua says, for 7 years it's called a netiya. Rabbi Kiva says, only the first year. Then the Mishnah told us, if you have a fully mature tree, but someone chopped it down, and out of the stump comes new branches, is that a new tree or a continuation of the old tree? Depends how high the stump is. If what's left of the tree after he chopped it down comes up less than a tefach, we say, look, the first tree is gone, this is a new thing, even if branches come out of this, it's a brand new tree. You have a kula in regard to Shemitah, that you can plant until Rosh Hashanah with the right setting. It's also a chum in regard to Arla, it's a brand new tree, you have to wait 3 years. But if the stump that's left on the tree is from a tefach and higher, says Rav Shimon, then it's considered a continuation of the old tree.